Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, October 27th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. As James mentioned yesterday, he is out seeing Roundabout's world premiere of Mike Bartlett's Love, Love, Love with Amy Ryan, Richard Armitage, and Zoe Kazan. So I'm going to take you through a pretty fun theater news day all by my lonesome. All right, on to the news. Well, the Broadway chess pieces continued to be moved around the board yesterday when it was announced that Pulitzer Prize winner Paula Vogel's play Indecent would officially be coming to Broadway this spring after a successful run at the Off-Broadway Vineyard Theater earlier this year. The show will begin previews in early April and will open on April 18th at a Schubert Theater to be named later. The play with music will once again be directed by Rebecca Taichman as it was Off-Broadway. The play is inspired by the true event surrounding the controversial 1923 Broadway debut of Shalom Ash's God of Vengeance, a play seen by some as a seminal work in Jewish culture, and by others as an act of traitorous libel. Coincidentally, the new Yiddish rep will present an off-Broadway revival of God of Vengeance at La Mama beginning on December 22nd. Casting, schedule, and theater will be announced shortly for the Broadway debut of Indecent, so watch this space. Speaking of casting, yesterday the Keen Company announced that their exceptionally well-received off-Broadway revival of Jonathan Larson's Tick, Tick, Boom will extend through December 18th at the Acorn Theater. The only catch is that hot girl Sierra Renee will depart as scheduled on November 20th, and Lily Cooper, fresh off playing Sandy Cheeks in the world premiere of the SpongeBob musical, will take over as Susan. To celebrate the extension, through tomorrow night at midnight only, tickets for the extension are just $30.90. You know, 30.90, what can I do? So if you don't get them by midnight tomorrow night, they go back to regular price. So jump on that. And sorry for the singing. Anyway, on February 5th, Rosie O'Donnell will lead a star-studded one-night-only performance of Nora and Delia Ephron's Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Joining her will be Emmy winner and Oscar nominee Carol Kane, Emmy winners Tracy Ellis Ross from Black-ish, and Natasha Lyonne from Orange is the New Black, and Lucy DeVito, Danny DeVito, and Rhea Perlman's daughter. All of these women previously appeared at some point during the original off-Broadway production, which ran from September of 2009 through March of 2012. This one-night-only event will take place at New York's 92nd Street Y, and tickets are $32 and are on sale now. Also in the news, move over Jason Danieli. There's a new Billy Flynn in town, or at least there will be on Monday, when Paul Alexander Nolan assumes the role of the smooth-talking lawyer in the Broadway revival of Chicago. Nolan, who was last seen on Broadway in Bright Star, had a successful run as Henry Higgins in Bay Street's production of My Fair Lady, directed by Michael Arden, earlier this fall. Danieli will play his final performance in the role on Sunday. Okay, moving on to some theatrical news that is coming across airwaves of one form or another. Yesterday we learned that the legendary Patti LuPone will be showing up on the CW's musical dramedy Crazy Ex-Girlfriend later this season. She's actually shooting the episode right now, so there's some really cool social media pictures with her and some of the show's stars, so check those out. The episode will air sometime in the second half of the season, it'll be episode 10. She'll play a pivotal person for main character Rebecca Bunch's life back in New York. Unfortunately, since Rebecca runs into LuPone when she travels back home for a family celebration, that means that it's unlikely that there will be a Sweeney Todd reunion for Patti and her Pirelli, played by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's Donna Lynn Champlin. However, the New York setting does mean that Patti and the great Tova Feldshuh will both be on the episode, and I'm hoping for one heck of a diva duet. Okay, in other TV theater news, James and I tried to guess about the PBS rating situation around the broadcast of the documentary Hamilton's America on Friday night. Well, yesterday we found out that they do in fact have Nielsen ratings on the program, as the film pulled in 3.6 million viewers during its Arts Fall Festival runs across the weekend. The initial Friday viewing was up 136% over last year's festival kickoff, earning a 2.4 million viewer average audience and a 1.6 household rating that actually won the night, beating Shark Tank, which had a 1.3. I watched that episode of Shark Tank on Hulu on Monday. Some guy came in with a cotton candy maple syrup spread, and no one invested. I was not happy. Anyway, these numbers also do not include anyone who live streamed it on Facebook Live or anyone who watched it on DVR after the day it was broadcast. So obviously this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of viewers for the documentary. On the topic, and appropriate for this section, last night Hamilton tweeted out that their cast album had been officially certified as double platinum, meaning that it has sold more than 2 million records, which is honestly an astonishing number for any album, let alone a Broadway musical, so yeah, Hamlet. On Tuesday night, Alex Trebek took the contestants through an incredibly easy Double Jeopardy category titled From Screen to Stage. I won't read you all of the answers because the contestants give the questions on Jeopardy. I know it's confusing. But the Double Jeopardy answer in the category was songs from this musical based on a 1968 film included Haben Sie gehört Das Deutsche Band and Where Did We Go Right? The contestant answered The Sound of Music. Oy vey. We will have all of the questions, answers, and answers in the form of questions in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. Yesterday, it was announced that the first ever Broadway revival of Falsettos would receive a cast album, marking the first ever full recording of the show. Ghostlight Records will release a two-disc set later this season that will feature the entire score from the Broadway revival. You can sign up for updates on the album on Ghostlight Chickaboom's website. Speaking of things that you can listen to, on Saturday, to presumably celebrate Monday's Halloween holiday, the WFMT Radio Network out of Chicago will broadcast the Glimmer Glass Festival's production of Sweeney Todd that played New York over the summer. The broadcast can be heard over 300 stations around the country, including 105.9 FM in New York, and it can be streamed on WFMT's website. We will have a link to that website in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com so you can listen in case you can't find it on your radio dial. Finally in this section, sticking with the radio theme, yesterday Kristen Anderson Lopez tweeted that even though she is in rehearsal for her new musical In Transit, while her husband is at work on the lab for their other musical Frozen, a song that they co-wrote will appear on this weekend's NPR show This American Life. Kristen tweeted that the episode is election themed, so heaven knows what these two could have come up with that. This American Life can be heard on your local NPR station, and it's like the most popular podcast in the history of podcasts, so chances are you know how to find it. Finally, on Tuesday, American Theater published the text from a speech given by Hal Prince to the Broadway Across America convention in Miami last February. It is a wonderful look inside the mind of the most honored person in Tony Award's history, perhaps one of the most important figures in shaping what Broadway became in the second half of the 20th century. He's not only one of the best directors of all time, but also one of the theater's most visionary producers, and that's the theme of the speech. In a nutshell, while he admits that the environment and financial constraints have changed Broadway producing in recent years, since the heyday of his career from the late 50s through the 70s, what the theater needs is a batch of producers who are truly creative artists and not just investors looking to have their name above the title. The speech is a really wonderful call to action for the creative artistic community. And speaking of theater-going audiences, Prince ended his speech saying, "Today more than ever, you must astonish them. And if you do, you'll save the theater, both as a product and as an art form." Nice sentiment to end the episode on. Okay, that's all we've got. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Jen and I are kicking around a really cool idea for our next episode, so we'll let you know when that comes out as well. I will be back on my own on Friday to close out the week, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.